B-Pod Studios.
It's Thursday.
Are you up?
Are you up?
Are you up yet?
What might this year be?
This is your wake-up call.
This is your wake-up call.
This is a wake-up call.
I don't believe I ordered a wake-up call.
Well, you're gonna get one.
Okay, all right, calm down.
Sorry, I just haven't had my coffee yet.
Okay.
All right.
So now let's get this show started.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Put your little hand in mine.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day!
Get up!
Didn't we do this yesterday?
Yeah, we did. And the day before, and the day after. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, doesn't it feel like the same day every day to you guys? And not only that, good morning, LBF, in your California closet. Let's pull you up here. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Give me a checker.
Hello.
All right, good morning, Woodchuck Chuckers. Same day every day. Not only that,
it really is.
The weather's the same day every day. It's like 45 every day. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead. I want to hear this.
Today, windy, rain likely 45. Tomorrow, windy, rain likely 45. Want to guess on Friday? I mean, on Saturday.
Wind likely.
Cloudy skies. Yeah, that's it. We're in Groundhog Day. This is a bad movie. Maybe it's like the movie Truman.
Oh, God.
Remember that one?
That's another crazy movie.
Another
yeah.
Crazy movie where it's,
I would like to have this be fake.
I wish it was fake. Anywho, it's not. It's for real. Okay. LBF, all good at the house?
Yeah, it's great. You know, I mean, settling in. It's.
You're going hatless today?
I am going hatless today. I did my hair, but you know what? We're at like, we're at a level where I really need to get my hair colored. It's not happening.
I can't tell it. Can you tell him, Brian?
No.
Looks good.
Yeah. Looks good.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
You actually talked to your hairdresser?
I did. I emailed her and I'm like, listen, what am I going to do? And so she gave me some tips about what to use and what color to use.
Frosted tips?
Excuse me, frosted
and
tips.
What kind of tips did she give you?
Yeah.
So the thing that she wants to prevent is for me doing something so bad that the next time I do see her, she's going to have to correct everything.
No. What she's afraid of is you are going to start doing your own hair and save lots of money.
No.
That's what she's afraid of. You're
no
gonna,
way.
Once you discover that you can do it in a box at your local, pharmacy, she's out of business.
No way. I love Jamie is the sweetest, nicest person. And so I actually like hanging out with her. You would too. She's beautiful.
I had to pay $300.
Yeah.
For $300, I got to hang out. No, I'm sure. I'm sure Jamie's got your good intentions. One of our fellow morning people here in the building shaved all of his hair. He's bald. Did you see that?
It's not a great look.
Beard, now, why would a guy
had with everything?
Yeah. He had a good head of hair. He's got like Brian Bell hair.
Right.
Just shaved it off. That's nuts.
I will not be shaving my head.
You have to have a perfect face to be able to
be totally shiny bald. Yeah. No, it doesn't look good.
He doesn't have a perfect face.
He doesn't. No, it just makes you look at his face more, which is not perfect. Anyway, that's not happening. Okay, so LBF's ensconced in her California closet, somewhere in an undisclosed bunker in Canton. Right?
Right? Exactly. It's roomy in here.
Yeah.
And I love the finishes.
It looks
and the lighting's amazing.
I like it. All right. We're still giving away cash. That's the good news. Our corporate company, Beasley, has stepped up to the plate, giving you $500 seven times today. First one is at 8 o'clock. So today's 80s artist of the day is Queen. How about that?
Oh, great.
So you're going to hear seven great Queen songs and your chance to text in at 45911 for $500. Such a deal. That's almost a haircut for you, LBF.
Oh, my God.
Almost.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, it is 6:19. Cool things brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Use your power to cure IBS and join the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation at Spin for Crohn's and Colitis Cures. Get started at spinfor.org. Spinfor.org is how that goes. Okay, LBF, what's cool?
Okay, what Airbnb is doing to help first responders during the coronavirus?
I thought you were going to go Ina Gardner.
We're going to talk about that at Dirty Laundry.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. I know you're.
Oh, don't you worry.
Because I was worried. I am worried because you're a mixologist.
Yeah.
And I know. Okay, Brian Bell, what's cool?
Some cool things the Patriots are doing and the calming effect of Bill Belichick.
You're going to run through a wall after you hear this. You will run through a wall for Bill. And today we're celebrating a national treasure, a sandwich that should be in the Smithsonian.
Oh.
Because it is so awesome. It's awesome. And I've got some fun facts on this said sandwich, so please stay tuned for those. All right, LBF.
Okay, so I have a friend, actually, who works at Mass General, and she's self-isolating. So she doesn't want to go home to her family because she's working with patients with COVID-19, and she's staying at a hotel. The hotel's charging her, and it's going to cost her thousands of dollars to do this, to protect her family. But Airbnb is doing a great thing. They want to provide free housing for up to 100,000 COVID-19 responders around the world. They announced the initiative yesterday, and as of this morning, more than 20,000 hosts have already offered up their homes. And the goal is obviously to provide medical and relief workers that safe, clean place that allows them to be close to the patients while remaining safely isolated from their families. So they're
good.
Like getting with nonprofits and governments and things like that. But it's a great thing to do because these people, you know, they're really they're around people with coronavirus and then they don't want to go home.
But you know somebody who's actually dealing with this, right?
Yeah. She's a nurse at Mass General, and her unit was a neurosurgery unit, and it's been completely changed over to a coronavirus unit.
Yeah.
And so she's bringing
She had to stay at a hotel and pay out of her own wallet.
She's paying out of her
That's
own wallet.
That's not right.
So.
That is no, not right. Not. So is that still going on with her?
So it just started today, so they're looking for 100,000 homes.
Okay.
That's cool.
All right. That's cool. Brian Bell, what do you have?
All right, well, yesterday, the Patriots and Bill Belichick released this video.
There it is.
Hello, this is Bill Belichick. I want to reach out to you in these uncertain and unprecedented times to let you know that I and the New England Patriots are behind you. We are all in this together.
Yes.
Thank you to our heroic medical professionals, doctors, nurses, medical workers, and others, who are selflessly and courageously doing their job to take care of others in need. As I tell our team, let's keep stringing good days together, and we will get through this.
There you
Well, I feel better now.
You sound like but, you now. You know, his heart's in the right place.
But
let's be real.
Here's the cool thing.
Yeah.
Because the Governor Baker's been trying to find the medical supplies and stuff. The Patriots have made their plane available, and today. Robert Kraft, Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito, and Charlie Baker will be welcoming the Patriots plane home to Logan.
Oh.
They sent it to China to get medical supplies, and they're bringing medical supplies in. So Charlie Baker will probably say something. He's not counting any supplies until they're on Massachusetts soil. So
right.
Charlie's a cool.
Though.
He's a cool customer. I gotta say,
he's a very calming person.
He's very calm.
This. You know, you want that.
Yeah. He's like Belichick. They're both the same kind of, you know, just calm. Which is, you don't want a guy with his hair on fire at this point, right?
No.
You don't
No,
want
you
that.
Don't.
No, you don't want that.
I'll play that
role. Yeah. LBF will let you know when it's time to panic, right?
It's yes. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Yes,
it peanut
is.
Butter jelly time.
I love it. Yeah. Okay. April 2nd is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Would you like a fun fact about the peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Sure.
That's where you yeah, quicker next time, please. Jeez.
Oh, for this delay.
I want to hear some enthusiasm from that closet of yours. Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Getting there.
Hit me, Bob. Okay. The average American consumes about 1,500 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches by the time they're 18.
Yeah, that number might go up because we're all staying home eating peanut butter and jelly now.
All right. According to one story, American soldiers invented this sweet and salty combo during World War II. They decided to combine their bread and jelly with peanut butter rations into this fabulous new treat. When soldiers returned home after the war, the sale of peanut butter and jelly skyrocketed. One might say peanut butter and jelly sandwiches were the true spoils of war.
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
There you
peanut
go.
butter jelly time.
Yeah. That was a fun fact, Bob.
This is, see, that was a fun fact.
Educational?
It was educational.
Yeah.
And this is the song they played back in World War II. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not so much. All right. I had you right till. All right. So we've been talking a lot about masks, though we haven't talked about the masked singer yet. Guess who went home? Oh, I don't want to. That's a spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Boy.
All right. Worst kept masked singer's secret.
Right.
Next.
Exactly.
Yeah. Turn the radio off if you don't want to hear who went home last night. Okay.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. 6:29. And quick look at weather. It's just literally rinse and repeat from yesterday. Windy today at a high of 45. Rain likely tonight. Winds, this is going to get kind of gusty out there, up to 40 miles per hour. And tomorrow, rinse and repeat. Windy, rain, and 45. It's Groundhog Day all over again. So I tell you who's doing great is television, because aren't we all glued to our sets?
Yeah, I mean.
What are you doing? You know?
I'm watching Netflix stuff. I'm watching Bravo. I'm watching the news. I'm always in front of the television.
You should just either Zoom my wife and watch it together, because you guys are on the same dial pretty much.
Right, exactly.
She's the Bravo, you know, mainliner. Just all
I'm
Bravo
so
all the time.
Yeah, I'm so deep. I actually watch Summer House, which is just
she
terrible.
Watched Summer House. What is Summer House? She was watching that last night.
It's a Bravo show about rich New York. Well, not really rich, but annoying New York 20 and 30 somethings who rent a house in the Hamptons and behave badly.
Oh, that's why she said she wanted to go to the Hamptons. Okay. I didn't understand why. Yeah. Okay. That's not going to happen. Okay. All right. Go. So if you weren't Masked Singer, anybody watched that last night?
I caught some of it. Yeah.
Worst kept secret was senseless. That show, very rarely do you 100% with certainty know who is wearing the mask, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
This one here was a no-brainer from the minute he walked out.
As soon as the white tiger showed up,
yeah,
everyone on the planet knew okay. who he was.
All right, so we'll play his song. Oh, I he.
Well, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
I can say that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. No way I'm disco dancing.
Oh, man. That's actually not bad. Not bad. Right?
It's
No, it's not good. Not.
But you're locked in your house. Where are you going to go?
All right. I'll give you 3 seconds if you don't want to know who that was. The worst kept secret. Turn your radio off if you don't want to know. 1, 2, 3. John Cena. I'm kidding.
But somebody did guess that last
somebody
night.
Somebody guessed John Cena, please.
That's a good guess.
I think that was the toughest part, is having the judges come up with someone who wasn't the actual person.
Right. Or Robin Thicke being so glad. I knew it was Gronk.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Everybody knew it,
Rob. Yeah, it was a Gronk. But you know
what?
Like,
it wasn't his voice. Do you think it was his dance moves that really gave him away?
And he's 6'6", or whatever he is.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
There's not a lot of 6'6" celebrities out there.
You got to hand it to the guy.
I think it's great.
He's having such a good time in his post-NFL retirement.
He's such a likable guy. He's the only Patriot the other teams would really want, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All right. So it was the Gronk. Hopefully we didn't spoil your Masked Singer viewing. Coming up, Dirty Laundry, what else you got that we can talk about?
Okay. The best show you can watch during a panicky pandemic, and why Ina Garten is my spirit animal.
Oh.
I've talked about Ina, and I believe I am the one who claimed her for the deserted island for 1 year. Remember?
Did you?
We did. Oh. Yeah, we did. Who? What celebrity?
Yeah.
I took Ina.
That was smart.
And look, here we are, all stranded.
We're all stranded. And no Ina. Here we go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
From her California closet. She's going to go to the laundry room now. It's LBF.
All right, let me just open this drawer. Okay.
All right.
I found the greatest show to watch when you're feeling panicky about the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I also love Ina Garten, and she is delivering the kind of content we need right now. Mm-hmm. And then we have some sad news, and I'm going to start with the sad news because Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne, he died yesterday of coronavirus. He was only 52 years old. He was responsible for this Oscar-nominated song. You, doing that thing you do, breaking my heart into a million pieces. He was also responsible for Stacey's song, that 90s hit that I loved so much. Was it the 90s or the 2000s?
I think it was 2000. Maybe 2000s. Like 04. They're all squished
together.
Yeah, no, it did. Yeah, Stacey's mom has it going on.
Anyway, he was really, really talented. He was nominated for an Oscar, a Golden Globe, several Tonys, several Emmys. He, you know, obviously wrote That Thing You Do. He also wrote more than 100 songs for the CW show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which, by the way, something to stream. That's a really good show. It's very funny. He also worked on collaborations with Stephen Colbert and Sesame Street. He was working on a new musical with Sarah Silverman, beloved in the sort of in the industry. Mm-hmm. And he leaves behind two daughters and his partner, Alexis. And it's really sad, you know.
Only 52, right?
Yeah, 52. Mm-hmm. Allie Wentworth, who's married to George Stephanopoulos, she's also an actress in her own right. She has coronavirus. She posted that yesterday. Mm-hmm. Chris Cuomo, CNN, he has coronavirus. He chipped his tooth because he was his teeth were chattering so much from the fever.
Are you serious? I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
I heard Allie Wentworth, George Stephanopoulos' wife, was saying it's just the most brutal thing she's ever dealt with. The hardest part is just trying to get your breath. So she had a pretty
bad. I know that. It freaks me out. It freaks me out so much. And so when I'm freaking out, when Ina Garten does this, it makes me feel so much better.
During these stressful times, it's really important to keep traditions alive. My favorite tradition is the cocktail hour. So I'm going to make you my favorite cosmopolitan, and you probably have all the ingredients right in your house. So here goes. So you need a big pitcher, because I like to make a lot of cosmos. You never know who's going to stop by. Wait a minute. Nobody's stopping by.
Where's Jeffrey? Is Jeffrey okay?
Jeffrey was in the other room. She brought out, she put in, no joke, like 2 cups of vodka, 1 cup of the orange mix that I can't think about right now because my brain is toast. Then poured it into this enormous martini glass that's like a joke of a martini glass. It's so big. But it was really funny, and people all over the interwebs went.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. If you have to be quarantined, Ina would be one heck of a quarantine mate.
She really would be.
Wouldn't she be?
She has it all in terms of right now, because not only does she make a giant cosmopolitan, but she's like this comforting looking woman who will make you a sandwich, an open face sandwich.
And then you just open your face
and you put your sandwich in it.
Yes.
And finally, you know, so I think of like people are really stuck indoors now, and I'm here for 14 days because somebody in my family was
Who's counting?
To COVID.
You're not coming back.
And it can get like panicky. So last night I found a show that made me feel so much better. Hit the theme song.
All right.
Green button.
The green button.
Yep,
Which one?
Same one.
This one?
Same one.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Little House on the Prairie.
Throwback Thursday.
Oh, my God. It's exactly what everyone needs right now.
You know what? You're right.
First of all, it's about, you know, people on the prairie and Laura Ingalls Wilder, and they have to deal with terrible things like locusts and plagues and
real
this, that, and the other.
Problem.
And Almanzo not loving Laura Ingalls Wilder. It was so good. It was
How many did you watch?
I watched one because it was on, I think it was on Cozy or Up TV. You can get it in two different places.
Oh, wow.
But I suggest
somebody was doing a Twilight Zone marathon.
No.
I don't know if it was Twilight. Oh my God, that's
Too
the
scary.
Best.
Little House on the Prairie. Michael Landon's going to solve all your problems.
You want some comfort, don't you?
Half pint.
Oh, my God.
Some comfort on the prairie.
I was eating a half pint while I was watching.
I know. You and drinking Ina Gardner's Cosmos watching Little House. It's not a mix. It doesn't match. No.
It's fine. No, it's right. fine. But anyway, it yeah. really will make you feel good.
Okay. All right, LBF, good stuff. Go back to your California closet now. You've done your laundry.
Okay, bye.
All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 7:13. Billy Joel, by the way, donated $500,000 to coronavirus aid and relief, I'm sure.
Why wouldn't you round up to a million, Billy? I mean, like, he's got more money than God.
Wow. Not
well,
enough.
Maybe, but you know what? I'm just going to say maybe it's the first, and he's maybe giving another half to somebody
okay.
else. But we know that he's done at least $500,000 for hospitals in New York, New York State
okay.
of mind.
Well,
so let's look at the silver lining there, LBF.
Look at the half he gave, not the half he didn't.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, half.
It's a donation half full.
Where's the other half, Billy? Yeah, can you imagine that she's the recipient? Where's the other half?
Oh,
all right. So you mentioned earlier this was your comfort TV yesterday. Oh, my God. Michael Landon,
Little House on the Prairie. It's just the best thing you can watch in these trying times.
Did Lucy watch it with you?
Anybody can watch it. That's what's
no,
so great.
No, did she watch it with you?
No. Well, she did. She started to, and then she's like, I don't want to watch this. But we were eating dinner in front of the TV, so she had no choice.
Yeah,
no, she got into it eventually.
Yeah, well, it's sweet. Which episode was it?
Well, it was an episode where Laura Ingalls was in love with Almanzo, and she wanted to take him to the circus.
Almanzo? Who's Almanzo?
Almanzo, she ended up marrying him.
Huh?
Spoiler alert.
Oh, boy.
Spoiler alert for Little House on the
And it was
comforting, wasn't it? It was comfort.
Great.
Yeah. All right, Brian, this is Brian recommends this for a throwback show.
Oh, yeah.
What and why, Brian?
Oh, come on. Knight Rider. You can see the car coming out of the desert. You know, Michael Knight.
Knight Rider.
There it is.
A shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
Wow, that's an announcer, man.
Right?
I like that dude.
Good stuff. I mean, it's got the
hop.
It's got Kit the car.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's, you know, and it's just Michael Knight going out and solving problems with his car.
We're on a crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in a world of criminals who operate above the law.
Wow, that guy was an announcer, man.
Right?
I think that was Richard Basehart. I think it sounds like Richard Basehart. Throwback actor. All right.
Yeah.
So my comfort show I recommend is, let's go back to the 80s.
Okay.
Let's go to Vermont.
Oh, nice.
The beautiful
okay.
green mountains.
Yeah.
Let's stay at a nice B&B with a diner on the side, a wacky but fun handyman, George, their brothers Daryl, his other brother Daryl. How about that?
Yeah.
And, of course, Mr. and Mrs. Newhart. Yeah. Let's go. That's where I want to ride out this coronavirus.
So you didn't do the first Newhart.
No, I love the first Newhart, but if I'm going to ride it out and get some comfort, I want to be in the hotel with those guys.
Okay, I got you.
Bob Newhart, his second wife, who it turned out was all a dream. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, wow.
Remember the last...
The ending. Yeah.
Remember the fun ending when he went back to Emily from...
Yes,
the
Emily
original...
was Suzanne Plachette, wasn't it?
Loved Suzanne Plachette.
Yeah. I think my dad did, too.
Oh, all men did. All men do. She's so understanding. Oh, Bob.
Oh, Bob.
So anyway, wondering if you're listening, if you have a show you would recommend for Comfort TV, a throwback show. Let's just see if anybody's got the same kind of ideas that we do. 888-410-1057. You should show your boy Sam Knight Rider.
Oh, we've watched Knight Rider.
Oh,
you
like it?
Oh, yeah. He loves it. It's really great.
It's a great car. What was the car?
Kit.
I know, but what
year? It was a Trans Am, wasn't it?
What year?
Yeah.
It was like an 80.
89 or something like that.
89. Let's take a first call. ROR, good morning. Do you have a throwback show you want to recommend?
How about Cannon? Remember Cannon, the Private Eye?
Oh, yeah, with Robert Conrad as Cannon.
A 300-pound guy getting out of a Lincoln Town car
chasing a suspect. All of a sudden, he kicks open the door. The camera cuts away. Then he's outside. It must have taken him an hour to get out of that car.
Yeah, remember that. He was the portly private eye. Get it. That's good. There thank
it
you.
Kit was an 82 Pontiac Trans Am.
Nice.
Of course it was. An...
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Classic.
We'll see if anybody has other shows they could throw back, because you can only Netflix so much, you know, with Tiger King. Yeah. All right. 888-410-1057. Give us a 70s or 80s throwback show you can recommend. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Elton John, Rocket Man, drinking his Tang. Just like, you know, back in the day. One of the throwback shows that, you know, we were talking about here had Major Healy in it. The Rocket Man, remember that? Major Healy. We'll see if one of our callers knows what show I'm thinking about for some comfort TV. What do you got?
I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh, you're going back to the 60s.
Whoa, that is a throwback.
Keeping his wife in a bottle, but you know what?
Okay.
Advantages there. There are some advantages.
Really?
All right, ROR, good morning. What's your throwback show?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Throwback show is Spencer Fahia.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, Boston in the 80s.
Little Robert Urich, Bob, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he was a great guy. Yeah, fun fact, I was in one of those shows. I was an extra. Yep.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not lying. I received like a $5 check back in 1989.
You are so extra.
You were
Go ahead. What?
You weren't the dude picking up elephant poop.
No. I was in the network show, Channel 56, with my clipboard. Oh, thank you very much.
Okay. Oh, so you looked all official, Bob.
Yeah, that's how I usually look. Carry a clipboard, act busy. Okay. All right, see ya. That's how I got through the Navy, by the way.
What?
Just carry a clipboard and walk fast. They think you're busy.
My sister does that to get into
it places. Works.
It's like act natural.
Slackers everywhere. Unite. Hey, ROI, what's your throwback show?
Oh, I got two, brother. All two right. Great ones.
All right, let's hear it.
Streets of San Francisco with Michael Douglas and Carl Malden.
Wow.
Whoa. God,
throwback.
And Kojak.
Oh, come on.
Unbelievable.
Who loves you,
two
baby?
Two of the best.
Who loves you, baby?
Who loves
baby?
You, baby, right? With that big tootsie pop in his mouth.
No one. Telly Savalas.
All I can think about is the breakup with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. That's right.
That's a fun
you.
Scene.
ROR, good morning. Give us a throwback show.
Yeah, how about the Andy Griffith show?
Oh, Andy Griffith. Never gets old. We're going back to 60. Good pick. Good pick. ROR, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, give us your throwback TV show.
Oh, definitely the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, good one.
One of my favorites. Tough to find now, though. Yep.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why? It's not on?
Well, there's that whole Confederate flag thing. They pulled them all off the air.
Oh,
you can't find them anywhere.
I didn't think of that.
They just got to blur it out.
I know.
They can do that with. They can do it with boobs. They can do it with the Confederate
yeah,
flag.
Exactly.
Rob Paul, man. Yeah, that was a great show.
Just look at Daisy. Classic.
Just keep your eyes on Daisy. Ignore everything else.
Everybody wanted that farm, man.
ROR, good morning. What's your throwback show?
Gilligan's Island.
You know,
wow.
Way back. Now, let me ask, what's your first name?
Warren.
Warren, do you think kids would like it as much as we did back in the day? Or is it that stand up for kids? What do you guys
think? I don't know. It's kind of slapstick humor more than anything else.
Yeah. But everybody, you got to love Gilligan.
The fact that what's that?
You got to love Gilligan. I mean, he's funny no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, but I think that maybe that today there's a level of sophistication. I mean, most teenagers like The Office.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so like I can't imagine them liking Gilligan's Island.
They don't know what they're missing.
Yeah, maybe not. But the main thing about it to me is that no matter how bad things are, I still get more toilet paper than everybody on that island.
You know what? You're right. They never addressed
that,
now, did they? They never really addressed the toilet paper situation.
Never did.
All right, thanks for calling, brother. Bye-bye. Take care. Yeah, I never really talked about the bathroom situation on Gilligan's.
That's
I guess you just assume
class.
Well,
this
I know,
is how
but I mean,
let it happen.
Yeah, but they were in the same boat we're in now, the
yeah,
SS
no, really.
Minnow with no TP. You know, we haven't heard from any ladies yet. Any other
line
than,
two?
Line two.
Oh,
all right. So, Patricia, what throwback show would you recommend for some comfort TV?
A little bit of comedy. Welcome back, Kata.
Welcome
Ooh,
back, Kata.
That's a good one.
Do you remember any? Remember John Travolta?
Yes.
Vinnie Barbarino.
Yes, remember that.
And Julie, the wife, would make that tuna casserole.
Yeah, Julie. Thank you, Patricia. Julie made tuna casserole.
Yeah, take line three.
All right, Lexi, what TV show could you recommend from the, you know, 70s, 80s?
So I'm 22, but I love Gilligan's Island.
You
do?
How old are you?
22.
And you love Gilligan's Island.
You're a unicorn.
What do you love about it?
Why do you like the show?
I just grew up watching it with my family, so...
It's comfort.
It was something that I always watched all the time, but I still watch it on TV Land now.
Love it.
Oh, it's on TV Land. Okay.
I've got a 21-year-old. She won't watch Gilligan's Island. She's too sophisticated. Man.
Yeah, I love it. I don't know why, but I heard
she likes The Office and like that. Yeah.
So, Lexi, do you have the same age-old question about Gilligan's Island? The professor can make a radio out of a coconut, but he can't fix a hole in the boat?
Oh, I know. I don't understand that.
Okay, all right.
Hey, Lexi, you take care, all right? Thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you.
See, well, I stand corrected. Let me stand up.
You should stand up.
I stood up.
There you go.
21-year-old likes it. All right, coming up, let's do some dirty laundry, LBF.
Okay, we have an we have the reason that the content we need right now from your favorite and mine, Ina Garten.
Mm-hmm. Ina Garten. She's comfort. She makes comfort food. And drinks now. Okay,
drinks.
Good to know. Okay. Okay, 7:45. See what you started, LBF? See what you started. You mentioned you watched A Little House on the Prairie. It's all good. Right?
Yeah, I did. It was the best thing I stumbled upon it last night around dinner time.
Yeah.
And I was kind of panicky yesterday because, you know, people are stuck in their houses and the news is terrible. And then I started watching it and I finally felt like, okay.
So we thought, let's see if there's other shows that people could recommend that you can actually find.
Yeah.
And
like that are on TV now. Not your favorite show, but just one that's like...
We had way too many shows with George Peppard, you know?
Yeah. If you can find Banachek streaming somewhere, I'll give you $100.
Yeah, and Ironsides.
No, I won't.
You're not going to find Ironsides. Anyway, what's going on with the dirty laundry?
Okay. We have Ina Garten giving us the content we need right now. Mm. Also, an update on the coronavirus. But I'll get to that coronavirus. But I want to talk about Ina Garten because... She just brings it every time. Speaking of watching her on the Food Network, is it? Yeah, Food Network.
Food Network.
The Food Channel, whatever. Mm. And she is very comforting. She can be making like an open face sandwich and you feel like you're being taken care of. Mm. Well, yesterday she posted this on her Instagram and immediately I fell in love again.
During these stressful times, it's really important to keep traditions alive. My favorite tradition is the cocktail hour. So I'm going to make you my favorite cosmopolitan and you probably have all the ingredients right in your house. So here goes. So you need a big pitcher because I like to make a lot of cosmos. You never know who's going to stop by. Wait a minute. Nobody's stopping by.
Well, Jeffrey's there.
Jeffrey's there. She poured 2 cups of vodka, 1 cup of Cointreau, and 1/2 cup of freshly squeezed lime juice into a giant martini glass, and it was all the things.
Then she sent Jeffrey to the store for more. And some cheese. Jeffrey, go get some cheese.
It was great. It was really great. And now, you know, it was good-looking Cosmo, so I might have to put that in my my rotation. Because, boy, oh, boy, is there a rotation at my
house. Okay.
Drink of the day.
Right, so we have some coronavirus updates. Allie Wentworth, who's married to George Stephanopoulos from Good Morning America. She's actually an actress, too. She's been in a bunch of things. You've seen her. She has coronavirus, and she said she's never been sicker. Heat fever, body aches, heavy chest. She's just like really sick. She posted something on Instagram.
How old is she?
Also, she's 55.
55, yeah.
And also, Chris Cuomo from CNN, whose brother is Andrew Cuomo, who's the governor.
Right.
He has it, and he is broadcasting from his basement. But yesterday, he chipped a tooth because his fever was so bad, and he was rattling his teeth.
That's crazy.
So, that's crazy that he's on TV. Like, he's still working.
Take a break, right? No, you don't need to do that. I don't know if they have anybody else, but he doesn't need to.
And it's just kind of horrifying that, like, people can get this and recover very quickly. Mm-hmm. But Adam Schlesinger, who of Fountains of Wayne, died. He was 52 years old. He was an incredible talent. He wrote tons of music, mostly for 100 songs for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. He wrote That Thing You Do for
remember
the movie.
That, in case you've forgotten it.
You, doing that thing you do, breaking my heart into a million pieces like you always do.
Yeah.
So that was nominated for an Oscar. He's been nominated for Emmys, Oscars, Tonys.
You should put that movie in your rotation, too, That Thing You Do. It's a great movie. Tom Hanks is in there.
Yep.
Tom Everett Scott.
Yeah. It's just, it was. And so that, he leaves two kids, his partner, and he was working on a new musical with Sarah Silverman. So Tom Hanks had posted something about how he was a wonder. O-N-E.
The Uniters.
Yes, from the movie. It's like a reference from that movie. That movie is good, you're right.
And he was 52.
52 years old.
Yeah, jeez.
So, also, I wanted to mention the Masked Singer donated 10,000 N95 surgical masks to New York hospitals. And also, the Patriots plane, Robert Kraft sent the Patriots airplane over to China, and they brought back... PPEs and medical masks and things like that.
Masks?
Yeah. 1.5 million masks I saw.
In that gorgeous Patriots plane. So that's nice.
That's
Bob Kraft stepping up.
Send it someplace that can help. So that's really good.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's going on. That's what's going on in Dirty Laundry.
Well, here's the, in case you missed, Rob Gronkowski last night.
Too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. No way I'm disco dancing.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Multi-talented.
Rob knows how to have fun.
It was instantly, as soon as we heard, we knew. That's Rob.
First episode of that show. I want to know if he gets to keep that white tiger costume, because that's pretty good.
He should.
Yeah.
He should.
I think in this day and age, you should. That thing's germy.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Joe Exotic, otherwise known as the Tiger King. Yeah. The gay gun cane redneck with a mullet.
There's only one Tiger King, Rob. Don't even go there. Don't go there. Okay. Thank you, LBF. Great job in your California closet there in Canton.
You're welcome.
Just after 8 o'clock, we are going to give somebody $500, or a chance at $500, by 8:15. We're going to play Queen. We're going to give you a keyword to text into this phone number.
45911.
And somebody's going to win $500. Going to give you eight. Is it seven chances today? Seven chances to win. Thank you, Brian Bell. All right. 80s.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right. Super Smart is brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for two full years. So visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player. Good morning, Jill Anderson from Stoneham.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Jill. You're a payroll coordinator. Are you working from home?
I am working from home.
Well, so is LBF. Say good morning, LBF.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay, Jill, you have a mother's little helper today, and his name is Zach. Hi, Zach. Hi, Zach.
His name is Valium.
No, it's not.
Prince Valium. Good morning.
Hey, all right, Zach, he's going to help you out. Jill, that's okay with us. You still have 60 seconds to get them all right, and you will win $1,000 to restock the pantry, because I'm sure Zach is eating you out of house and home. Am I right?
I'm just eating. That's for sure.
Yep. All right, guys, you're going to hear this, and then you have 60 seconds to get all 10 correct. Jill, if you're not sure, say pass. If we have time, we'll get back to it. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Here we go.
What's 11 plus 11?
22.
What's the main liquor you use in a Cosmopolitan?
Vodka.
Who played Laura Ingalls on Little House on the Prairie?
Laura Ingalls, Melissa, pass.
What's the only state that starts with the letter P?
Pennsylvania.
True or false, a convex shape curves outwards?
True.
What product did Mr. Whipple tell people not to squeeze?
Pass.
What Duran Duran song opens up with a sample of laughter?
Pass.
Who's the governor of New York?
Cuomo or something.
What was the first city in the world to reach a population of 1 million?
Pass.
What's the longest type of cell in the body?
All right. Jill, you
and
got...
I watched Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, no. We got 6 out of 9, right? We didn't get to the 10th question. We ran
that's a pass
out of
grade.
Time. But that's a pass.
Yeah.
Okay, what did we miss?
Okay, who played Laura Ingalls Wilder on Little House on the Prairie? Melissa Gilbert.
You're half
Gilbert.
Right
you were half right. Half pint. Mm-hmm. So, the product that Mr. Whipple told people not to squeeze, the Charmin.
Please don't squeeze the Charmin.
Yeah.
That's toilet paper's top of mind these days, so yeah. I figured I'd bring a throwback into
this. Definitely can't squeeze it now.
Can't
find
you
it.
Can't. Love right. to squeeze some Charmin. what Duran Duran song opens up with a sample of laughter? Hungry Like the Wolf?
We're going to give her Cuomo.
Yeah, close.
Yeah, I give her Cuomo.
Andrew Cuomo.
Cuomo. You can
smell. I was close.
Cuomo from Romo. Wasn't that your next answer?
Yes. The population, the first city in the world to reach a population of 1 million was Rome. And the longest type of cell in the body is a neuron or a nerve.
I don't think you got to that one, did you?
Just at the buzzer.
Just at the buzzer.
Just
okay.
at the buzzer, yeah.
Well, I got six.
Six out of nine.
Not bad, Jill. Not bad. Hey, Jill. Nobody leaves here empty-handed. You know that, right? We got
yes,
a $50 Quattro Bistro gift card for you, currently offering takeout and delivery via DoorDash, Postmates, and Uber Eats for the entire menu. They're open 11:30 daily. Their menu and delivery options can be found at quattrobistro.com. Enjoy that, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right, Jill.
Great job.
Zach, what time does school start today, Zach?
Now o'clock.
Attaboy. All right, guys. Funny. Thanks for playing and stay safe. So that's it. Super smart in 60 seconds. Do what Jill did. She signed up at WROR.com. And like I said, she won a great prize just for playing. Or you could win $1,000. Plus, LBF posts the quiz online just about now. Right, LBF?
And it counts as school at now o'clock.
At now o'clock.
There we go.
For guys like Zach. That's at WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, LBF, we're cool. You're in your California closet. I think I left your mic on. My bad. You didn't say anything that, you know, shouldn't have gone.
I don't think I swear to myself.
I don't think so. I think it was all good.
No, not when you're away from us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so she's in Canton in her California closet. What do you have? It's cool, LBF.
What do the Patriots and cabaret singing have in common? I'm going to tell you in a minute.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Patriots, yes, stay tuned for that.
Patriots and cabaret. Got
you'll
it.
You'll see.
If you said cabernet, I'd be... It's fun. Well, all right, Brian.
Speaking of the Patriots, they are doing something really cool. It just happened about an hour ago, as a matter of fact.
So cool. And I'm going to give... first of all, great news. Today we're celebrating an iconic sandwich, and I'm going to give you a fun history lesson in said sandwich. You might get points if you're homeschooling on this. Okay, on the history of this awesome sandwich. All right, LBF.
Okay, so what do cabaret and the Patriots have in common? Well, here's the thing. A lot of us are stuck indoors. Last night, I was able to attend Club Cafe, essentially, which is a bar in Boston. They have cabaret singing. And I can never go because it's a school night and it's too late. Well, the piano player who does Wednesday night, it's Brian Patton. He had a FaceTime live, and it was the best hour and 15 minutes of the past couple of weeks. Now, nice. What does that have to do with the Patriots?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Tonight, Julian Edelman is hosting a 20-minute virtual fitness class tonight.
I thought you were going to say he was singing cabaret.
No, don't.
Well, some people like cabaret, and some people like to work out. Guess which one I like.
So tonight, the special live stream
on Planet Fitness's Facebook page starting at 7 o'clock. So it's kind of like, you know, for a lot of people, lot of things that they missed out on. Like they couldn't get a babysitter or they had to work the next day or whatever. This whole self-isolation thing is actually bringing a lot of things to people. So there is good news.
Like cabaret, old chum.
Listen. Sondheim was on point last night.
Was Dave working in another room?
Dave was actually listening to it with me.
Oh, my goodness. Man, you've turned him around.
I sure have.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, Brian.
Well, just at 7:23 a.m., Charlie Baker posted this picture right here.
Look at that.
Oh.
That is the Patriots plane, you know, Robert Kraft's aircraft one. And
with a
Robert,
K.
That's right. Aircraft. Robert Kraft sent the Patriots plane to China. It landed back here in Massachusetts at right around 7:30, and it brought back over a million N95 masks for the frontline workers. Charlie Baker just tweeted the picture of them unloading the plane, and way to go. Get
wow.
some stuff done.
You said, Brian, that they were only able to stay on the tarmac for 3 hours.
Yeah, I was reading the story on Channel 5. It said the plane landed in China. It had 3 hours on the tarmac. They had workers come out with, you know, full body suits,
sure.
all, you know, loading the plane, and then boom, took right back off.
And now it's back here.
And it's
just
back.
Just landed here an hour ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Full of masks.
Yeah, over a million masks. 1.2 million.
Way to go.
That's awesome.
Mr. Kraft.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome. See, that is some good news, some silver lining. And today is April 2nd. I've got even more good news for you.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. The classic combo of sweet jelly and salty peanut butter has been a staple of school lunches for over 50 years. Would you like a fun fact, LBF?
Yes, I would.
Thank you for asking. Okay. The average American consumes about 1,500 PB&J sandwiches by the age of 18. 1,500.
Yeah.
Have you doubled?
That's just this week alone.
That's what it feels like. All right, so if you have kids at home and you make them that PB&J for today, April 2nd, to celebrate, tell them this. The sandwich was believed to be invented during World War II when soldiers decided to combine their bread, jelly, and peanut butter rations into a fabulous new treat. When they came home, sales of peanut butter and jelly skyrocketed. So there you have it. It was the G.I. Joes eating their PB&Js.
The G.I. Jellies.
So there you go. I love that song, by the way. That's great. Was that around in World War II?
I don't think so.
Don't think they were playing that in the old trenches? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF from her California closet. Hi, LBF.
Good morning.
All right. Mic check. It's working fine.
Is it working? Okay, good.
Working fine. Madonna. We haven't seen her since she was in her bathtub.
Thank God.
Right?
Probably very pruny by now.
Gosh, she's pruny. But does she smell this good?
It's the fragrance that announces there are no viruses on my hands.
Oh, Depurel.
That distinct bouquet of aloe and rubbing alcohol.
Oh, Depurel.
For when you want to say, I didn't have time to wash my hands, so I just squirted some of this goop on them.
Oh, Depurel.
Just one pump and rub briskly in your hands until dry.
Oh, Depurel.
If you're getting closer than 6 feet, you want to smell antiseptic.
Yeah.
Oh, Depurel.
Eau de Purel, not available anywhere because everyone's run out.
That's the truth. Does anybody know where to find the Eau de Purel?
Nowhere.
It's nowhere. They can't. It's toilet paper is easier to find now than
you think.
Easier. You can find it, but you can't find Eau de Purel anywhere. That smells sexy, doesn't it, LBF?
Oh, yeah.
Settle down. Stay in your closet. We'll be back with you in a minute.
Okay.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF from her California closet. Hi, LBF.
Good morning.
All right. Mic check. It's working fine.
Is it working? Okay, good.
Working fine. Madonna. We haven't seen her since she was in her bathtub.
Thank God.
right?
Probably very pruny by now.
Gosh, she's pruny. But does she? But she smell this good?
It's the fragrance that announces there are no viruses on my hands.
Yeah. Oh,
that distinct bouquet of aloe and rubbing alcohol.
Oh,
for when you want to say, I didn't have time to wash my hands, so I just squirted some of this goop on them.
Oh,
just one pump and rub briskly in your hands until dry.
Oh.
If you're getting closer than 6 feet, you want to smell antiseptic.
Yeah.
Eau de Purell, not available anywhere because everyone's run out.
That's the truth. Does anybody know where to find the Eau de Purell?
Nowhere.
It's nowhere. They can't. It's toilet paper is easier to find now than
you think.
Easier. You can find it, but you can't find Eau de Purell anywhere. That smells sexy, doesn't it, LBF?
Oh, yeah.
Settle down. Stay in your closet. We'll be back with you in a
minute. Okay. Stay here.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 8:52. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. And we were just playing that, you know, that fun little Purell fake commercial a couple of minutes ago. Everybody, you know, suddenly thinks the smell of Purell is... you know, very sexy. Right, LBF?
The scent of safety. I love it.
Yes. I love it. Maybe that should be the new tagline.
Yeah, exactly.
The scent of safety. Eau de Purell. So our intrepid man on the street, J.C. Hayes, of course, he's one of our talents here, one of our weekend hosts. We'll call him the intrepid man on the street. It just left a grocery store, so he's got a live report for us on the streets, right, JC?
I'm not on the street. I'm laying down, Bob.
Okay. Are you okay, JC?
Yes, I'm fine. After the morning jaunt to the market basket, I need to rest. You know, it's tough getting up with the old people at 5 o'clock.
Well, you got it these days. To
no
get
kidding.
The right.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, this is like the third week in a row that I've done this and gotten to the store at about 5:45.
Wow.
And obviously, I mean, a lot of people are doing it, but this week it seemed like less than the past 2 weeks.
Okay.
Now, plus they're limiting the amount of people in the store.
Which store, JC?
Well, I'm up here in New Hampshire, so right. I go to the one in the Market Basket in Hooksett.
Hooksett. Okay. And how's their stock?
Just north of Manchester, by the way, for those in the Boston metropolitan area.
That's right. Hey, it could be worth the drive from anywhere.
Yeah, right. You got nothing else to do, for God's sakes.
And so how's
the
supply?
Plenty of gas in the car. The supply is good. I mean, I was able to get paper towels today. There were loads of napkins. There was some toilet paper, a lot of the single roll toilet paper, but I got one of the last like 12 packs of Cottonelle or whatever the heck it is.
So
Angel Soft.
Oh, whoa, nice. That's money on the street.
Yeah. was there any Purell?
No Purell.
No.
There was actually hand soap though, which I haven't seen in a month.
Yeah. Good grief.
And there was lots of all the peanut butter was stocked up, which is great. I haven't seen that stock
I
like
know.
That in a
I
while.
Had so Skippy Crunchy forever.
You know, at least here in New Hampshire, I don't know. I know it's tougher in Boston, but it seems like people are hoarding less.
Good. Good.
What's the craziest thing you bought? What are you eating that's weird?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
What did I get that's... I didn't really get anything weird.
No guilt food that you don't want to...
Twizzlers. That's not weird, though. I mean,
it's kind of weird. You're an adult.
I like a black Twizzler, but those are rare. They're hard to find.
Oh,
you see any raspberry Danish twists from Entenmann's?
No, but I did get the Market Basket cheese Danish. The little ones, they're like, they fit in your hand. You could eat like three at a time.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, JC, thank you for that report, my friend. You stay safe up there, okay?
All right, thanks, buddy. Hello, everybody. Miss you guys. You stay safe too.
See you soon. Bye, bye. All right. So he went out with the early birds, which is what you got to do to get the Charmin, I guess, or the Angel Soft. So he's saying it's not as bad as it has been. That's good news. But no Danish for you.
I know. Oh,
bummer.
I know. That's well, right. My pants thank them.
Okay. All right, LBF, you're in your California closet, all ensconced. Go get yourself a cup of coffee. We'll be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.